Today great. Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to hunker down and wait for Joaquin to do his thing. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Our Freeform Friday, you've requested it. We've got it for you. Another collision of pop culture, politics, and music. And your Forgotten 45s are in the mix. Yeah, we just introduced this feature the other day, and we've been barraged with requests. So we've got a few lined up for you, and more to come for sure as Trudy and the gang are rooting around the archives. Want to get in the mix? We'd love to hear from you if you're listening live. Yeah, we turned the calendar. It is Friday, October 2nd, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Your preferred way to pop in and out of the show, live or on podcast, is our 24/7 Twitter feed at AB Wright. So chime in about anything and everything, including your big story. Those are things you want us to talk about from the world of politics, the arts, inspirational topics, etc. And we'll get to them as we can. Hey, the show today brought to you in part by Audiophile. From music to books to podcasts, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And also by Sprint. You can upgrade to a free iPhone every year with their Sprint Forever iPhone plan. Find out more at Sprint.com. There you go. We'll tackle it all. We've got inspirational jump starts and the creative, crazy, chaotic sideshow, including a gaffe that was really the truth. From the speaker-to-be, Kevin McCarthy. This guy's going to be fun, I think. And unfortunately, we will have to address that horrible mass shooting. Oh, another one. How many times do we have to talk about this? President Obama wants to politicize guns again in the wake of that horrible shooting in Oregon. We'll talk a bit about that as well. So join us, won't you? Because we've got that rainy day feeling coming again in oh so many ways. Let's get started. It's the Freeform Friday edition of the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Join us.
Here comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears they will be falling like rain. It always
How long will it last? As the Hurricane Joaquin is vexing weather forecasters who still talk about the cone of uncertainty. They're not sure which way the storm is going to go. Some models have it going out to sea. Others hugging the east coast of the U.S., and that will be very vexing later this weekend for those of us who are already experiencing some wind and rain today from another system. But, you know, we're making up for lost time because September was, I think, the driest September on record, or at least in some years. So I guess we really did save it all for a rainy day, and here it is in October.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry more than one soul could ever.
Play.
So sad. Don't let the sun set the arena. Save us for a
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stephen Bishop.
Well, she's kind of pretty, drives a big car too, and when I hold her in my arms, I never know what to do. She's got everything she needs, what does she need me for? Just a crazy fool coming back for more. And I know she's no good, can't save her, but I know I should. Everybody says a watch out boy, she'll break your heart like it was a toy. You better save her for a rainy day. If I only could, but when she touches me, makes me feel so good. My heart's in her hand, this is sure a mess. No way I say no, and she says yes, yes, yes. Take me, shake me, and tell me this ain't a dream. Everybody says watch out, boy, she'll break your heart like it was a toy.
Look what you have as a reward, a wooden stool for you. I've saved that.
Red and everything.
Hey, you know what? You are going.
There you go. We cut him off. Stephen Bishop with Dick Clark and Save It for a Rainy Day. Same song, different, same name, different song, of course, from the Jayhawks also, Save It for a Rainy Day. A couple of decades apart and different vibe, but you got the message, right? We saved it, and here is our rainy day. Hey, welcome aboard the Amy Beth Erkley Show, our free-form Friday in full swing. We're doing your tunes, commentary, etc. Twitter feed abuzz at AB Writes already. A couple of folks chiming in. We'll peruse a couple here. Brill says, hey, good show so far. Waiting to see if my Forgotten 45 gets on. Well, hang in there, Brill. We'll see. And Rico says, so far, so good. Enjoying it. Well, thanks so much. Happy to have you aboard. Got to say there's some heaviness in the air, though, as once again we have to talk about a mass shooting at a school. Yesterday, that community college shooting out in Roseburg, Oregon, 10 dead, 20-plus injured. Here we go again, right? President Obama came out, very sobering, somber, calling for action. Again, it's the 15th time during his presidency. We're talking, what, 6.5 years that he has to come out to address this, not to mention the other gun violence that occurs in this country. We've got a problem, and nobody's addressing it. I don't quite get it. Is the NRA that powerful? I guess so. I guess so. Because after Sandy Hook a few years ago, when all those young little children were killed and those teachers, there seemed to be this momentum to get things changed, and nothing happened. Now, it did change on the state level, and we've talked about this before in New York and Connecticut, some other places, but not nationally. In fact, I think I was reminded earlier today that it was back in 1991, I believe, when former President Reagan was making a plea for the Brady Bill, which, of course, was named for his press secretary, James Brady, who, by the way, just passed away recently, but suffered some severe injuries that plagued him the rest of his life from the shooting that he took protecting President Reagan, who was also shot by Hinckley all those years ago. And he said that you have to have common sense gun laws and a waiting period. He was actually asking for a stronger waiting period and stronger background checks. This is Ronald Reagan, the Republican conservative icon. And then today, you flash forward all these years later, and Mike Huckabee, who I think maybe out-trumps Trump as the biggest buffoon running for president, I have to say this, my own opinion, you have yours, go for it, but I see this man coming out and making such statements that are ridiculous. He once again said, stop trying to impinge on the Second Amendment, maybe restrict the First Amendment, which I'm not for, but the media shouldn't be flashing this guy's picture and mentioning his name. Now, to the credit of the CNN anchors who were interviewing him, they said, well, we're not mentioning the person's name. We're not showing his picture. And I get all that, and most outlets, some outlets have said it. I think the sheriff in Oregon said, I'm not using the name. They release it. They did release it. We're not going to mention it either here. But I understand that. You don't want to glorify these people. But there's a lot more to it and a lot more complicated than that. And the NRA and the people that are for gun rights, listen, you can have your Second Amendment, but you can have some protections. What is so wrong if you're a law-abiding citizen who wants to have some guns? What is so wrong with having stronger background checks? What is so wrong with having limits on ammunition? He did say, well, all the shootings that happened, people got it legally, so there was no law that you could have. Well, I don't know. There could be a law that would strengthen, certainly for Aurora in particular, the fact that that guy got so much ammunition via the internet sales, boxes and boxes of ammunition, when if you want to go and get yourself some kind of decongestant, you have to go to the pharmacy counter and sign in your name because people use that to concoct meth. So that's okay, and I'm okay with that, by the way. Fine, sign your name if you want to buy, I don't even know which ones would apply, but whatever decongestants or whatever they use. But why is it then you could buy unlimited ammunition and unlimited guns? There should be some limits on that. I don't know why people, if you're law-abiding, are so afraid of that. I guess they're so afraid that it's going to erode their rights. I mean, they're so panicky that they have to create a militia. I say, if you go to the Second Amendment, yeah, muskets were involved back then. So if we're not going to revive it, and revise it, I should say, as an active document, I'm talking about the Constitution, which is what the forefathers had intended, then let's go back and everybody, as I said, turn in your guns, and we'll give you a musket in return, because it takes a long time to reload the muskets, I think, so you'd have less damage. Anyway, I know I get insensitive about this, but it's such a horrible situation, and it's a complicated one, and there is no one catch-all law that would do it. I understand that. Mental health has to be increased. We have reduced the funding for mental health services throughout the country and states over the last several years. It's been happening for decades when they closed all the mental institutions as a good thing to do, but we dumped the people on the streets with nowhere to go. There are a lot of problems here, no question about it, but one thing doesn't preclude the other. And not to talk about gun rights or gun control laws, sensible gun control laws, I think, is a sham. And the notion that it's too soon to even get into it is ridiculous. I saw an impassioned plea and discussion from one of the moms from Sandy Hook, whose son died, young six-year-old son, Nicole Hockley, who has started an organization. And she says, you know, you need tougher gun laws for sure, but also you need to look for signs. In social media in particular, the way the world works, there have always been signs, if you go back, and people are missing signs. And we talked about this a few weeks ago, with the Virginia shooting. You can't save everybody, I get it. But be on the lookout in your lives for people who are on the precipice, for people who are putting out signals. Not everybody will, but a lot of people do. And not everybody who puts out signals are going to become mass murderers either, but they might need help. And it's time to kind of intervene. And if you're putting out harsh language and violent images and violent language and threats or veiled threats on your social media accounts, there's something going wrong there with that person. And somebody in that person's life has got to intervene and say what's going on and look into it. And she said they believe they saved at least one life and one tragedy. So not just one life, but what could have happened if that person became completely unhinged and did participate in some kind of a mass murder situation like this. So if you're saving one person, you're probably having a ripple effect on so many others. Think about that. Reach out with your views. AB writes on the Twitter feed, phone line 347-857-4505. So on the lighter side, on the political sideshow, this guy Kevin McCarthy, you know who he is, right? He's the majority leader in the House, poised to take over. I think he's the only one right now vying to be the Speaker of the House to replace Boehner, who retires at the end of this month. But maybe he'll get some competition now because he came out with what do they call it, a Washington gaffe, which is when somebody in Washington speaks the truth, where he pretty much admitted that the whole Benghazi committee to investigate what went on in Benghazi was essentially started to derail Hillary Clinton's, you know, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue pursuit. He said, well, everybody thought she was great and unbeatable until the Benghazi committee, and now she's down in the polls. So it's intriguing to see. And he has other guests. He speaks, he has come with some interesting ways of speaking that make it ironic that he's vying for the Speaker of the House job. So intriguing note about that to reach out via Twitter. AB writes, Francie says, he's worse than Boehner. This has to be a joke. Because McCarthy, he says, how can McCarthy, shown he can't be Speaker of the House, if he can't talk to Brett Baer, who's the guy on Fox News, how can you fight Nancy Pelosi? Intriguing. Snarky says, first Ted Cruz and Kevin McCarthy, I'm getting a big bag of popcorn to watch the fall of the Republicans, brought to you live by hate. So we'll see. A lot of people, and there are people on the Republican side that don't want him to do it. So maybe there will be a fight. I'm not sure who else is vying for that gig. I don't think anybody was viable until now, and maybe he's vulnerable, but they have got a few weeks, I guess, to figure it out. Reach out your take on the GOP nonsense and the Democratic nonsense, too. Hillary Clinton, I'm not sure she's happy now because it looks like Joe Biden, at least for now, is taking a pass. He says he will not appear on the first CNN debate October 13th. Does that mean he's not going to run, or is he just delaying it and we'll get in later? And is that possible? Does it make sense? I think it makes sense only if Hillary implodes the longer he waits, but she could still implode. We'll see. Of course, she has her hearings on Benghazi and the emails, which, you know, talk about trickle, keep trickling out. So we'll see how that goes. Reach out your views, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, and we'll see. I think we're on to some of these folks, right? Here's Ari Hest on the Freeform Friday edition of the AB Beth Arkowitz Show.
Of them. Strange thing is, people with that much talent rarely amount to anything.
We'll be right back. has to come over, baby. Oh, Lord, she's going on.
Now, let's get real low one time now. Shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kind of stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's what you got. Yeah.
Baby, oh, Lord, she's going on.
Now, let's go one time. Shake it, baby.
Shaking going on. For 80 years, the killer Jerry Lee Lewis on the Amy Beth Orkowy Show just celebrated his 80th birthday on September 29th, the only living member of the revered Million Dollar Quartet, which of course included Elvis, Earl Perkins, Johnny Cash, and Jerry Lee Lewis. Still shaking and going strong at 80. God bless you. And speaking of that music and how it influenced younger generations, J.D. McPherson and Northside Gal, you hear those early rock influences in his new sound. Steady on from Sean Colvin and Ari Hest, they're on to me. Hey, when they're on to you, just keep going, as did one of the inmates on a last quest for freedom as they wrapped up season two. I'm just catching up on Orange is the New Black. I don't know if you're watching that Netflix series, but it got a little shaky this season, but it ended well. It ended with an intriguing cliffhanger and one character finding, or two characters, I guess, finding their fate in intriguing ways. That's all I'll say in case you haven't watched it yet. Hey, the Twitter feed of Buzz at A.B. Wright still talking about that heavy-duty story out of Oregon. Arnell chimes in. You're so right. It is about the guns, and the politicians have to do the right thing. It's up to us to make them. Yeah, I agree. I mean, here we go. If you look at surveys that say that 90% of people, including most members, most rank-and-file members of the NRA, want tougher background check laws, why can't it happen? Well, it can't happen because the NRA is holding Congress hostage, which is outrageous. And that won't happen if people push the agenda. So, again, it's up to the people to push the politicians. We're leading them, and they have to do our bidding for us, so to speak, and not let this organization hold them hostage. It doesn't make sense. But it's up to us to really get out there and call the congressmen, especially people who live in red states, whether you're a Democrat or Republican in these so-called red states that love guns. I mean, you can love your guns, have your guns, but if you're doing it legally, you shouldn't be worried about it. You should say this is something. It's one step. It's not a guarantee. It's not a panacea, but it's one step in the right direction. And let's see it happen. I mean, in places like England and Australia, which have responded much more fervently and strictly following mass shootings in those countries with much more restrictive gun laws, they have really seen their gun death rate go down. So there is a correlation. It's not the only thing. There are other components, I agree. But there is a correlation, and something has to be done about it. I'm with you on that, Arnell. Sinclair says, nothing but despair, heartbreak for the families. Here we go again. Mm-hmm. Bridget says, you know it's the mental health issue, not the guns. You know that. You can't save everybody. I understand that, Bridget, but that just seems so lackadaisical and nonchalant about the whole thing, like you're giving up on it. And you can't save everybody, of course. But if you save one life, it's worth it. And every life has a ripple effect to other lives as well. So just think about that as we stop just giving lip service to it, but really pushing our politicians to do it and not, you know, the NRA and this guy Wayne LaPierre, who I checked out his salary. He makes $972,000 a year as of last year, maybe even more this year. I mentioned that because I was kind of flummoxed by the fact that during the Planned Parenthood hearings earlier this week, it was revealed that Cecile Richards, who's the president of that nonprofit organization, makes over $520,000 as a base salary. And I frankly think, and I'm a supporter of Planned Parenthood, pro-choice person, I think they're being railroaded in Congress, but they should have a hearing of all this, and let's see those so-called videos and what they really are and whether they were doctored. But I also think it's kind of outrageous for a nonprofit organization that gets federal funding and private donations to be making $520,000. But I've discovered in a little research that most of these nonprofit organizations, the head honchos, do make a bunch of money, which then puts in question, why do I want to bother giving donations to charities when most of it or a big chunk of it is going to go to the top administrators? I understand they deserve to make a living, and you can make a living and a good living doing good works. But at the same time, if you really want to make a killing, a real big fortune, then you've got to work in the private profit, for profit sector. And so there's got to be an altruistic component to what you do when you go into the nonprofit arena, I would think. I guess I'm wrong, but it's just going to question my, you know, puts a cloud over my own donation and my own giving, because I'm wondering about this. And I'm wondering as a taxpayer about the federal funds to these organizations as well. Another subject, another time. We would have spent more time on it probably if we hadn't had it enshrouded with this tragedy in Oregon again. Indeed. On a lighter note, let's talk about our fun that we're doing with our Forgotten 45. Nixie chiming in. I got a couple of songs. I just sent them to the website. Guess they won't be on today. Yeah, probably not, unless somebody else requested it, Nixie, but we'll try to get them on a future show. But speaking of the Forgotten 45s, those are those moldy oldie songs that you know you used to love as a kid, or sometimes you still catch on the radio, but you haven't heard in a while. We're going to feature them from time to time, and maybe more frequently than not, because a lot of folks have reached out already with their selections. Lots of good ones out there, for sure, and Trudy is rooted around the archives, came up with this one for Sandy. It's Lee Michaels from 1971. I think it was his one-hit wonder, right? Do you know what I mean? Give a listen. Thanks for joining us on the Freeform Friday. Give me Beth Arkley's show.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just saw her yesterday. I just saw her after Tuesday. Do you know what I mean? Lord, do you know?
Maybe you need to do a little advertising.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my own man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. We'll be right back.
Jennifer and Leo on the Amy Beth Arcoe Show, and Friday on My Mind. Can't call that one a forgotten 45 since we play it a lot, but it's a good one for sure. Friday from Joe Jackson and Lee Michaels, you know what I mean. Also for Kelly in the forgotten 45 category, lots of those moldy oldies. You got one? Reach out. Let us know via Twitter, AB Wright's phone, or with the hashtag forgotten 45, or the website, amybetharcoe.com, and we'll get it on for you. If we can find the darn thing, there's some hard ones, but we'll try. On the Twitter feed at AB Writes, Corey reminding us regarding the shooting. Don't mention the shooter, but let's not forget about Chris Mintz, the hero. Yeah, there was this guy, a young Army veteran going back to school, 30 years old, who saved a lot of people. I guess he charged the shooter at some point. He was shot several times, broke both his legs. It looks like he will recover. Thank God, but it'll be a long haul for him. But one of his cousins said, "How are you doing?" And he says, "Never mind about me. People died," and started to cry. So there is a true hero. Also, it was his son's birthday. His dad had called him and said, "Don't forget to give my grandson a big kiss on his birthday." And he mentioned that to the shooter. "It's my son's birthday," and the guy shot him anyway. So, yeah, let's not glorify the shooters in these things, because very often the victims, the survivors, the heroes, get the short shrift. So Chris Mintz, here's to you and everybody else who's fighting for their lives and those who lost them. We'll find out. The names have not been released. I don't think about any of the victims that I had seen yet, but we want to salute those people and those families. What a tragedy. What a heartbreak again. Indeed. On a lighter note, the Kevin McCarthy situation, media on media says Kevin McCarthy needs to go back to the sandwich shop from whence he came. He can't even form sentences, let alone be speaker. Mm-hmm. So like I said, is somebody going to challenge him? Because it looked like he was going to sail. He's got a couple of weeks. This could get interesting next week in the sideshow. Like, we need that, right? Speaking of interesting, this is an intriguing song in our next Forgotten 45 that kind of fits two categories, the Forgotten 45s and also our other rarely used feature that we occasionally entertain, which is songs we can't help but like despite our advanced cultural sensibilities. Think about this one, released in 1968. It's Glen Campbell and Dreams of the Everyday Housewife for Harriet, our Forgotten 45 on the Amy Beth Arcoe Show.
She looks in the mirror and stares at the wrinkles that weren't there yesterday. Thinks of the young man that she almost married. What would he think if he saw her this way? She picks up her apron in little girl fashion as something comes into her mind. Slowly starts dancing, remembering her girlhood and all of the boys she had waiting in line. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. Photograph album she takes from the closet and slowly turns the page. Carefully picks up the crumbling flower, the first one he gave her, now withered with age. She closes her eyes and touches the house dress that suddenly disappears. Just for the moment she's wearing the gown that broke all their minds back so many years. Oh, such are the dreams of the everyday housewife you see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me. You see everywhere, any time of the day. An everyday housewife who gave up the good life for me.
everybody loves a lover. I'm a lover. Everybody loves me. Anyhow, that's how I feel. Wow, I feel just like a Pollyanna. I should worry, not for nothing. Everybody loves me. Yes, they do. And I love everybody since I fell in love with you. Who's the most popular personality? I can't help thinking it's no one else but me. Gee, I feel just about 10 feet tall.
Oh,
coming to you, rascal, you. So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she broke it in little pieces. Now how do you do? So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. You think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah. You had it coming to ya. Goody, goody for her. Goody, goody for me. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. So you gave her your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. And she stuck it in her collection, section 92. So you lie awake just singing the blues all night. Goody, goody. So you think that love's a barrel of dynamite. Hooray and hallelujah. You had it coming to ya. Goody, goody.
Don't worry, kids. We've got something just for you.
I'm getting weaker, weaker. Every time I hear her name, oh, she's getting sweeter, sweeter.
Goody Goody. Yeah, I don't think it was so goody goody, but I had to try it, so I did. Johnny Mathis, too, wonderful, recently minted octogenarian, just celebrated his 80th birthday yesterday, September 30th. Happy birthday Johnny Mathis. Doris Day, everybody loves a lover, and yeah, tinge of misogyny, but it was 1968. Harriet's Forgotten 45, and the dreams of the everyday housewife from Glen Campbell. There you go. More to come. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, a couple of programming notes. Don't forget, next Friday would have been John Lennon's 75th birthday. He only made it to 40, but wow, what a legacy he left behind of music, cultural influences still reverberating throughout the world today. We will celebrate John Lennon, his work, his legacy, his music, next Friday on a special edition of the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Can't wait for that one. We're already working hard on it, the TCS crew. So it's hard to put these specials together, but they are so worth it, I think. Do appreciate the support. I know folks love it. So here is one of our early influencers in rock and roll, passed away this week at the age of 76, Frankie Ford, his biggest hit, Aboard a Sea Cruise. Oh, yeah, you talk too much. I was worried about it for a while. Kept thinking you'd keep going on and on. Frankie Ford on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. His big chart-topper was Sea Cruise. He snuck on the charts with his version of You Talk Too Much because Joe Jones, who had the bigger hit, was involved in some legal wrangling, and that's how it worked back in those days where a lot of people had the same song on the charts at the same time. Intriguing indeed. We have just lost Frankie Ford at the age of 70s. And some people think the politicians are talking too much and saying nothing. With Kevin McCarthy, the GOP majority leader, poised to take over as speaker, but will he have some trouble now? Because even some Republicans are saying, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and he doesn't know how to say it. How can he be speaker? We'll see. Fritz chiming in on the Twitter feed says, you can't make these people up. They're funnier than Saturday Night Live, not ready for prime time. Yeah, not a true. Hey, speaking of Saturday Night Live, this Saturday is their season debut. Miley Cyrus is the host and performer. Not so keen on her, but kind of want to see what they do about Donald Trump and other intriguing campaign trail tricks, if you know what I mean. So tune in if you're so inclined. One more Forgotten 45 this week, going out to Jill, Crazy Elephant.
From Atlanta, Georgia, to the Gulf Stream.
For the day from Tom Glaser and the Hurricane Song on the Amy Beth Arkley Show as we await Joaquin and what course he will take. And our final Forgotten 45 of the day for Jill, a groovy one-hit wonder from Crazy Elephant from the 60s, Gimme Gimme Good Lovin', is the Abby Beth Darkwee Show. Thanks so much for playing along. If you've got a Forgotten 45, hey, we'd love to play it for you on a future show. Just go over to the Twitter feed, AB Writes, give us the hashtag Forgotten 45, or the website, AmyBethArkwee.com. And that's also the place to go to pick up my books, The Eliza Gordon Mysteries, both Killing Time and Dead Silent, available for ebook and paperback. Dive into a great rainy weekend read today. Yeah, do it today. You'll do fine. And we'll have some fun. A little jump start for you, if you're thinking about writing and you feel blocked, think about this from the late, great Maya Angelou. The quote is, "There is no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you." Just let it out. You'll be surprised at what magic can happen.
What the heck was that?
Nice work, people. Well done. Very solid work.
Another day, another opportunity to impress everyone.
Well, guys, I think we've all learned a valuable lesson here today.
And another adventure draws to a close.
When I say good, you say bye. Good.
Yeah, goodbye. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Always a pleasure. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook. You can follow our producer, Trudy Hart, on Twitter at Radio Trudy. Follow me for the 24/7 Twitter conversation at AB Writes. And hang in there this weekend if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, indeed. Hey, coming up on a Tuesday, you'll meet Alan Johnson, the author of an intriguing memoir called Not From Here. It's a quest for identity. Also, the Free Flow Pop Culture Convo and all our usual hoopla wrapped up in one Lennon special next Friday, as we mentioned. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora, working hard in the booth and in the archives. And, of course, ML at TCS headquarters. Let's go Mets. Final series before the playoffs, if they can play. We'll see what happens. Drive safe. I mean that seriously. Play nice, dream big. We'll leave you with another hurricane of sorts, the epic story of Hurricane Carter from Bob Dylan. Take care and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwee Show. Have a great weekend.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. To Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, "My God, they've killed them all." Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Just nodded her head. Cops said, "Wait a minute, boy.
But one time, he gonna be